KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an environmental assistant. The Shimigin Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a housekeeper and a bartender. The Palouf Harbor Tribe is looking for an administrative assistant. The Adaga Tribe of King Cove is looking for a tribal administrator, a part-time or full-time IGAP assistant, and a solid waste recycling technician. The Belkoski Tribe of King Cove is looking for a part-time IGAP assistant, a full-time Belkoski Environmental Program assistant, and a part-time pull tab sales clerk. The Aleutian Housing Authority is hiring a lead carpenter in King Cove. EATS is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. APIA is in need of a family advocate for Sandpoint, King Cove, and Falls Pass, and a cultural preservation specialist for Accutan. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a drizzly July day in 2022, a pair of researchers with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska are digging butter clams on a beach near Juneau. Butter clams are good, but they won't be eating these clams. In fact, they know these clams are dangerous. They have high levels of the toxins that cause paralytic shellfish poisoning. Researchers are gathering these clams to better understand how these naturally occurring toxins accumulate in shellfish. The toxins don't hurt the clams, but they can kill birds, animals, and people that eat them. The toxins, a variety that affect the nervous system, known as saxitoxins, are produced by blooms of planktonic algae, which accumulate in filter feeders like clams and mussels. Different species of shellfish absorb and retain the toxins differently, some with extremely high concentrations. Researchers found butter clams retain their algae toxins much longer than do other shellfish, like blue mussels. Blue mussels spike quickly at high levels, but then the levels drop. Over a matter of weeks, butter clams can retain toxins for a year or more. In fact, the Latin name for butter clams is Saxidomus, the origin of the name saxitoxin. Sounds well. I'm Riley Woodford.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Lawmakers are pushing Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration to release drafts of a statewide salary study submitted by a human resources consultant. The calls to release the drafts come as the state faces an ongoing worker shortage. In 2023, lawmakers appropriated $1 million to fund the study, comparing the state's salaries to those in the private sector and in other states. That study was originally due at the end of last June. But at a State Affairs Committee meeting last week, Department of Administration Commissioner Paula Vrana told lawmakers the administration wasn't satisfied with what they received over the summer.
After receiving some early drafts of the report, it was noted that significant and relevant factors had changed since the study began.
She says those significant and relevant factors include a bill raising salaries for exempt employees and some routine collective bargaining. She says the final report is now expected March 31st, but that's well into the legislative session. And lawmakers in both bodies say filling state vacancies and retaining state workers are top priorities for the session. State Affairs Committee Chair Representative Ashley Carrick, a Fairbanks Democrat, says the draft reports would be helpful.
There's a lot of concern about why we don't, as a legislature, have the draft reports, especially as the funders of this information. And I know personally I'd really like to see a draft, and I'd like to, if not, know exactly why that's not information that the legislature has access to.
The governor's office and the Department of Administration jointly declined a public records request from Alaska Public Media asking for the draft reports. The Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race will run its scheduled southern route next month. Despite little snow in some parts of the state, including in Anchorage, race director Mark Nordman says conditions along much of the 1,000-mile trail to Nome are actually pretty good. He described the trail as favorable for mushers. There's a lot of snow.
I need frozen ground, frozen water, and of course, then we want snow on the majority of it. When I talk about favorable, it's just a nice way that you can control a dog team. You can put in what we call a snow hook and stop your team and tend to their needs and just have a nice run to Nome.
Nordman says while the snow is good most of the way, it's not great in the twisty and steep Dalzell Gorge between Rainy Pass and Roan, and he's concerned about that area, but that stretch of trail is notoriously difficult, and it didn't warrant changing the course. Race officials confirmed the Iditarod would follow the southern route in a news release Friday. With just 34 mushers, this year's Iditarod is set to be the second smallest in the race's history. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by your local public radio station.
Talk one-on-one with experts on mental health, nutrition, pharmacology, surgery, childcare, and much more on Line 1, your health connection. Weekly on your local public radio station.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include National Geographic Lindblad Expeditions, committed to taking travelers deeper into the wonders of planet Earth. Each expedition cruise is guided by a diverse team. NatGeoExpeditions.com/cruises.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Development projects need dozens of environmental permits from multiple agencies to move forward. It's federal law. On January 15th, then-President Joe Biden's Pentagon ordered the Army Corps of Engineers to kill permits for a road megaproject in northern Alaska. KOTZ's Desiree Hagen reports that now, under President Donald Trump, those permits aren't dead, but in limbo.
The Ambler Road Project proposes building 211 miles of gravel road branching west from the Dalton Highway. Several tribes and conservation organizations say the road would have irreparable effects on the land and subsistence resources. Mining companies and development supporters, including Governor Mike Dunleavy and the Alaska Congressional Delegation, say the road is necessary to access a mining district. The first Trump administration greenlit the project. Multiple lawsuits challenged it, and after a lengthy review process, the Biden administration rejected part of the project in June of 2024, halting the entire thing.
So that left still the overarching 404 Clean Water Act permit in limbo.
That's Rob Rosenfeld, a tribal rights consultant for several tribes who oppose the Ambler Road. 404 permitting is a part of the Clean Water Act. When developers need to dredge or fill wetlands, they need 404 permits from the Army Corps of Engineers. Ambler Road has these permits to cover the entire length of the road corridor, over 1,400 acres of wetlands. Rosenfeld says the Corps should have killed the project's 404 permits after the Biden administration's actions in June, but he says it dragged its feet.
And finally, in the 11th hour, on January 15th, the Assistant Secretary of the Army issued the order to revoke.
Rosenfeld says the Corps' inaction was against the wishes of 88 tribal governments that opposed the project. Corps spokesperson John Budnick confirmed the directive and timeline by email. Despite the January 15th directive, the permits remained suspended, not quite dead. Rosenfeld says it is uncommon for a commander or his staff to ignore orders issued by a superior officer.
I mean, the chain of command in the Department of Defense is something that is typically unbreakable. And I don't know if I've ever heard of it, of such a thing. It was either done intentionally or somebody defied it accidentally.
On his first day in office, Trump ordered that Biden's decision on the road be thrown out and replaced with Trump's own pro-development decision. Budnick says with the change of administration, the Corps is awaiting guidance, and more information from the Corps is pending. Representatives of multiple pro-road interests, including the state-backed Economic Development Corporation and three mining companies with stakes in the region, could not be reached for comment. Bridget Passarianos is the senior staff attorney for Trustees of Alaska, an environmental law firm based in Anchorage. She says the Corps has some options in the near future.
The Army Corps could, in theory, go forward with revoking the permit at a future time. They could reinstate the permit. They could modify the permit.
Passarianos says, in the meantime, the permitting is sort of paused. In Kotzebue, I'm Desiree Hagen.
This is Alaska Public Media.
And coming up, we have Zach Brown with Tiki. Now, we've got Luke Combs with When It Rains, It Pours. And then Dierks Bentley with Beers on Me.
Ties with things that bind my heart to this world. I love you and I'm willing, but I cannot keep you, girl. Philly by the morning and Ohio by the night. Think about a long rope is you can't hold on too tight. Wooden floors and coffee cups stepped on and all used up, but I reckon that's what mornings are for. And everyone thinks they know me now, and these close-minded leave me towns, but I'm too young to even know myself. There's wheels running down the interstate, but Lord, I wait another day, 'cause I ain't close to you. It's time taking on the interstate, and Lord, I hate that I ain't close to you. My friends have moved away. Some got jobs and some got saved. They talk to me like I'm still that kid. The fighting fiend and Okie son, the restless, reckless, hopeful one who once was proud of everything he did. Do you remember 25? Long legs and loving time seems like 10 lifetimes ago. Cutting ties with things that bind my heart to this world. I love you and I'm willing, but I really have to go. There's wheels running down the interstate, but Lord, I'll wait another day, 'cause I ain't close to you. Fighting faith, and Lord, I hate that I ain't close to you. I'm cutting ties with things that bind my heart to this world. I love you and I'm willing, but I cannot keep you, girl. Philly by the morning and Ohio by the night. Think about high hopes that you can't hold on too tight. Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around, I was all alone. So I went for a drive to clear my mind. Ended up at a Shell on I-65. She was wrong. I was calling number five on the radio station. Want a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation. Deep sea senorita fishing down in Panama. And I ain't gotta see my ex future mother-in-law. When she heard about my newfound luck on that FM dial. And it's crazy how lately now it just seems to come in waves. What I thought was gonna be the death of me was my saving grace. It's got me thinking that her leaving is the only logical reason. Up on the first ring when I gave her a call. And I only spent $5 at the Moose Club raffle, one I used for a winner and 3 free passes for me and 2 of my buddies to play around a golf. And I ain't gotta see my ex-future mother. Off ticket, bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong. And I was calling number 5 on the radio station. Want a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation. D.C. senorita fishing down in Panama. And I ain't gotta see my ex-future mother.
Saturday night, I just put a paycheck in the bank. And I ain't hit the town in a minute to drink. You had one of them, one of those weeks. Stuck on repeat, I'll save you a seat. Come on now, swing on by. Bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, and bottles on ice. Living on feel-good standard time. My card's on the bar. You got nowhere to be if you don't come through, buddy. That's on you, cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me. Ain't that right, Hardy?
Yeah, I'm gonna get around a two for all the ones. Just a bus in your back while you're cussing the sun. And if your girl don't love you no more, well, here's a tall boy to cry in, and it's been paid for. And if you're short on cash, say cheers. Don't sweat it, leave the sweating to the beer. Come on now, swing on by. Bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, and bottles on ice. Living on feel-good standard time. My card's on the bar, you got nowhere to be. If you don't come through, buddy, that's on you. Cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me. My drinks like my roof on the house. We turning up, got double cuff, the sun's going down. With lighters, I'm a boxer, yeah, I need about 12 rounds. And I could be a sponsor if you like how that sounds. Tell me what you drinking, buckets for a Lincoln. I could cover you and me and everyone you're bringing. Come on now, swing on by. Bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, bottles on ice. Living on good standard time. My card's on the bar, you got nowhere to be. If you don't come through, buddy, that's on you. Cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me.
The beer's on me.
Gonna save you a sip. Cause the beer's on me. Come get a Bud Heavy Bush Light. Kill a cold Miller Blue Moon Red Stripe. Natter day don't matter to me. Cause don't nothing taste better than free. Yeah, the beer's on me.
Yeah, the beer's on Big Wave. Here we go. This is Zach Bryan with Pink Skies. After that, Melissa Etheridge with Breathe. Hard to get that one out. Then Jared Neiman, there we go. Jared Neiman with What Do You Want? Anyway, here's Zach Bryan with Pink Skies.
The kids are in town for a funeral. So pack the car and dry your eyes. I know they got plenty of young blood left in them, and plenty nights under pink skies. You taught them to enjoy. So clean the house, clear the drawers, mop the floors, and stand tall like no one's ever been here before at all. And don't you mention all the inches that are scraped on the door frame. We all know you tiptoed up to 4-1 back in 08. If you could see them now, you'd be proud. But you think they's yuppies. Your funeral was beautiful.
I think I heard you coming.
Kids are in town for a funeral, and the grass all smells the same as the day he broke your arm swinging on that kid out on the river. You bailed him out, never said a thing about Jesus or the way he's living. If you could see him now, you'd be proud. But you think days, yuppie. Your funeral was beautiful.
I think I heard you coming.
If you could see him now, you'd be proud. Though you'd think days you'd be. Your funeral was beautiful.
I think I heard you coming.
for a funeral. So pack the car and dry your eyes. I know they got plenty young blood left in them, and plenty nights under pink skies you taught them to enjoy. Call your hats, erase the claim, like who gets to ride shotgun. Your pocket knife, it went missing, I think we know who got that one. You used to let her cut the ribbons on all of her own presents. It made me nervous, but now I see we just taught different lessons.
Today, and I just dream of vanishing into the crowd, longing for home again. But home is a feeling I buried in you. I'm alright, I'm alright. It only hurts when I breathe. And I can't ask for things to be still again.
Tell me, what do you want, what do you want, what do you want from me? Are you trying to bring back the tears? Just some memories. You keep taking me back where I've already been. When we hang up, it's almost like I'm losing you again. Can't you see? So what do you want? What do you want from me? I get so tired of living like this. I don't have the time, neither do my friends, to stay up at night to pull me through and to find things to keep my mind off of you. So now tell me, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want from me? Did you call to say you found someone that I'm used to be? You keep taking me back where I've already been. If you moved on, why does it feel like I'm losing you again? Can't you see? So what do you want? What do you want from me? Do you want me to say that I'm content, that I'm on the fence, that I wish you would have stayed? Oh baby, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want from me? To come here and make love tonight, 'cause you're feeling lonely. You keep taking me back where I've already been. Wake up and say goodbye. It's like I'm losing you again. Can't you see? So what do you want? What do you want from me? What do you want? What do you want from me?
Crossing Dixon's next with Lovin' in Your Country. After that, Jackson Nathan Lee with Inside and Pat Green with Country Star.
Back in the woods, back of my truck, up to no good, but it's good to be us. Homemade wine in a paper cup, breaking out the shine at the break of dusk. Redneck swag, swinging from a pipe, drinking from a Sprite, chewing on a rye. Just making it up, nothing to lose, and all about love. Loving in the country, living out the good life, sticking to my honey like Nello on a moon pie. Joking, smoking, running wide open, dancing, laughing, looking for some action. Loving in the country, loving in the country. ATVs, four-wheel drives, screaming through the trees, waking up the night. Pretty little angels raising hell, somebody send up a rebel, yeah. Living in the country, living out the good life, sticking through my honey like mellow on a moon pie. Joking, smoking, running wide open, dancing, laughing, looking for some action. Living in the country. Sneak to the creek,
desires. Drift off to sleep later on by the fire.
And Pat Green coming up with a country star. And then the Randy Rogers Band with Too Late for Goodbye. After that, Twang. That's a big George Strait song. Hey.
Well, I sure am tired of these coffee house gigs, 'cause there ain't no money and there ain't no chicks. It's getting harder and harder to get my kicks, so I bought a little ticket to Nashville, 'cause I wanna see my name up in neon lights, drink red champagne and party every night. All them lucky mothers up there living the life, man, I gotta get my ass to Nashville. Cause I wanna be a country star, take it our way too far. Well, I got a drinking problem, so I fit right in. Gonna sing me some hits and get some famous friends. I'll be riding shotgun with Kenny, Faith, and Tim, and I wonder how they live without me. I'll get big and rich, rich, and build a big old house with a big old fence to keep the riffraff out. Call my old girlfriend, say how you like me now. Come on, baby, tell me what you love about me. I wanna be a country star and take it all way too far.
Start crying, I did didn't feel bad for you. In fact, it kind of made me smile to see all those tears. It's the least that you could do for me, my dear. It's too late, it's all gone. You had your chance, it took too long, like you always do. But I won't wait for you. It's not a game, it's not your choice. Must be strange. Saying don't come back this time. It's too late for goodbye. I know where I'll be. Somewhere you won't find me. In the arms of someone new. Who ain't a damn thing like you.
Working like a dog all week, I go to meet the boys for a cold one at a little joint up the street. They got a jukebox in the corner full of old country tunes. Feeding $5 worth of quarters is the first thing I always do, 'cause I need a little twang, a little hillbilly bending on some guitar steel winding like a whistle of an old freight train. To get that foot stomping, honky tonking feeling flowing through my veins, I need a little twang, twang, twang. Try to keep an open mind, depending on the mood to strike me, if I'm gonna stay to closing time. So when I wanna lift my spirits, to get me feeling worth a dang, I know I'm gonna have to hear it, 'cause I gotta have some faith to hang, 'cause I need a little twang, a little hillbilly bending on some guitar strings. Like a whistle of an old freight train. To get that foot stomping, honky tonking feeling flowing through my veins, I need a little twang. I need a little twang. A little hillbilly bending on some guitar. It's a loving old freight train. To get that foot stomping, honky-tonking feeling flowing through my veins, I need a little twang, twang, twang. I need a little twang, twang, twang.
I'm still trying to figure out what is twang? Is it a different group? Anyway, Gwen Sebastian is coming up with Hard Rain. After that, Sarah Darling with Something to Do with Your Hands. And we have a little bit of time, but not for the whole piece. And that's Tennessee Waltz with Bonnie Ray and Nora Jones.
Packed up his duffel bag, climbed up on that bus, left his hometown girl in a cloud of dust. Every Sunday called her from a payphone. Went out and did his thing, motels and guitar strings. 1 month turned into two, and when the tour was through, the house was cold and empty when he got back home. Yeah, a hard rain washed out a gravel road. There's not much to say to someone you've never known. In a hard rain washed out a gravel road.
Follow the candles when you walk through the door. Just drop your coat and keys on the floor. 'Cause I've been cooking up something so fine, and I just might be wearing something you like. Boy, you better not be too tired when you get home tonight. Please understand, I've got this burning down deep in my soul that's got me longing to hold onto my man. And if you need something to do with your hands, if you need something to do with your hands, if you need something to do with your hands, if you need something to do with your hands,
or something else.
Miss Bonnie, come on now.
This is very special to have you here with me. And we're going to do one more for you. And then I may get some of these guests out here to rock a little bit with me.
My loved one.